Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. 14 minutes past the hour, 4:18:24, and you can consider this rant morning here on WGH Talk. Now remember, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. I am in the studio today, so that would be the number to dial, 740-383-9944. And if you're just tuning in, you've heard me have rants this morning about tornado sirens going off yesterday and cell phones going off because of the tornado warnings in Marion. Do we really need all that? Does it just panic people, or is it a necessary thing? I think it just panics people, but I don't know. What did we do before cell phones? We went back to Schertzer Park because I learned yesterday that the downtown, well, this takes some explaining, because on the whole, Founders Park's name was changed to Schertzer Park late last year, and then it was changed back to Founders Park earlier this year. And the reason given at the park board meeting was because people are familiar with Founders Park. Well, I looked at a map of downtown Marion yesterday, which I believe is put out by downtown Marion, and Founders Park is not even listed on the map. And last time I checked, Google Maps still said Schertzer Park. So, is that a real thing? I don't know. Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan appeared on this show a little over a month ago and said within 30 days he was going to give us an update on what was going on with Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis. The 30-day mark has came and went, and I have emailed him twice and not gotten a response. And as I said, if he's busy or if there's more going into that than maybe had thought, that certainly would be fine. I just don't know why we couldn't say that. I'm not really sure what's going on there. Maybe he's out ill. I don't know. So I don't want to make any assumptions on that. But this morning started with me getting a free drink at McDonald's as I ordered a sausage McMuffin and a large diet. So at least there's that silver lining in the clouds today. But again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it here. It's always a lot of fun. And the static in the phone line, I'm keeping everything crossed, seemed to be better as the last hour went along. So maybe it's just an 8 o'clock in the morning thing at this point. I don't really know. Now, tomorrow we'll have a full day of programming here on the station starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Matt Morgan will be along with me. And then tomorrow morning from 9 until 11, it'll be Matt and Jessica Hauser, which is always a lot of fun. Pastor Craig will be on tomorrow morning at 11:15 a.m. Then from 12:15 to 1, we will have Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself on Exchange Club, and then Study His Word will be on from 1:15 until 2 tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night, we will have the Big Friday Night program. Matt Morgan and myself will be here, and at this point, we have two people lined up tomorrow night for that program, so we will have a group of four in here tomorrow night for the Big Friday Night program, so that should be a lot of fun. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. And then when the Friday Night program is over, Matt show comes on from 10:15 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Friday night. So Friday is our big broadcast day here at WGH Talk. And who knows, we might hear from Carrington tomorrow. You never know. And that was a big subject yesterday. People had wondered what was going on with her. And we played a little bit of tape yesterday. So everybody hopefully heard that tape and got what was going on and how really things aren't really going to change all that much. It's just a bit of uncertainty at this particular point in regard to her particular situation. But nothing really out of line. And I think it proved that everything is still happy and well here, as they would say. You know what? I might play that. That tape's only about 6 minutes. In case you didn't hear it yesterday, I might play it again today because, you know, she's part of the family, and it summed up everything that went on last Friday night. So here, I'm going to play the tape again that Carrington and I made on Monday, I think it was. So here's the tape if you didn't hear it yesterday, and we can come back and talk about this as well. Here we go.
This is Scott Spears, and the other night on the station, Carrington, who's been with us for 9 months now, made an announcement, and I think people have interpreted it not exactly as it was meant. So we're going to clear up some of that ambiguity here, and Carrington's going to set the record straight in what is actually happening, and then I'll fill in some gaps, and we'll kind of go from there. So Carrington, what exactly is going on?
As I said the other night, I received a conditional job offer from an airline because I have wanted to be a stewardess for at least the last 5 years, I think. So this has always been kind of like a long-term goal of mine that I've been working toward. And part of that is you go to a six-week training that is in another state. So I won't be physically present, I guess, for the next 6 weeks. And then after your training is done, you'll get placed in another state because Ohio does not have a base option for the specific airline that I am working for. Sorry to be so vague about it, too. The airlines are really weird about you using their name and stuff. And, like, I don't want to get in trouble before I even start. So got to keep it ambiguous right now, so I'm sorry for that. There's just a lot of uncertainty with it, though. As I said, I'm going to the six-week training, and then I don't even know where I'm going to get placed after that, so I don't know what the schedule exactly is going to look like. I know for the entire first year that I would be doing this, it's kind of like an on-call position, so I don't know what my hours are going to look like. So my involvement with the radio station is just kind of like, it's up in the air right now, but I didn't want to just stop showing up on Friday nights and leave people with questions as to why I wasn't there. So just to reassure everyone, I'll still be here. I still love doing this. There's nothing weird going on. That's the whole situation. I'm not leaving. Nobody panic.
Well, and I just want to make sure that we do say that nobody's trying to force you out. Nobody's trying to go in a new direction. Nobody's asking you to leave. You're still going to be part of the family here. Just because you're not in the studio every Friday doesn't mean you're not going to be calling in from time to time. And who knows what'll happen as time goes on. We think you're going to have your own show that will be on the station, so you're still going to have a presence. And you'll tape that from different locations, which I think will be great. And I think you will be able to call in some of the shows that we're doing, so still participating with us. And you're going to be back here in May for a live show, so we'll learn what the training is all like and how that's all going and where you're headed. So it is not an end by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely. My graduation date as of right now should be May 28th, so I think that Friday would be May 31st. So hopefully you should expect to hear from me then, if not sooner. I hope to call in Friday nights, but again, I just don't know what my schedule is going to be like. It's all very like up in the air. I kind of just got to show up and see what happens, and it is what it is. I'm excited to see what happens there, but I do love doing the radio. I hope to do this for years to come, so nobody think that this is the end. I will still be here.
Well, and before we wrap this up, what I do want to say, because it is a little bit of a change, that's really all it is, it's just a little bit of a change, is that, you know, from the time that we met up with you at the fair last year, it has been nothing but fun, and we have had a lot of adventures together. You know, from Philadelphia to the Mary Ellen events, to the Bratwurst Festival, to the fair, like I said, election night, Christmas, and all the things we've done, lighting Christmas trees all over. And I could not think of somebody better to be around and more fun. And you really have taken to this field in a way that a lot of people don't. I have such admiration for that, and I know that whatever you do, you're just going to be so successful at whatever you do, and this has been such a great time, and you have made the station better being a part of it. And we will miss you, but you're not going to go away forever. But you've made it better, and I just have nothing but the highest admiration and the highest respect for you, and it's just a very good feeling. And I, like I said, I know you're going to be successful in whatever you do. We will miss seeing you every Friday night, but it certainly is not the end, and I know the sky is the limit for whatever you want to do.
But it's, that was a good one. That was really heartfelt. People out there think that me and Scott don't get along because we talk on the air and, you know, we bicker and we have our little, we have our bit that we do, but at the end of the day, it's all love. I'm so grateful to be here. I love getting to hang out with you. Nobody knows that we've just spent the last 7 hours working on the first episode of my show and just hanging out. So it's we get along just fine. Nobody doubt that, that's for sure. Thank you, Scott. You've been the best mentor I could ask for. Things happen in a weird way. You know, you're at the fair and all of a sudden you're on the radio and 9 months later we're here. I couldn't even imagine this going anything like this if I had to draw it up. You know, a year ago I would never have said that this is where I would be. But I'm so happy to be here. I can't wait to continue this and see where it goes.
And that is the update as it goes. Not really a whole lot to it, to be honest with you. But see, it just goes to show you, you can have nice endings with people. And I don't even know that this is an ending. I wouldn't call it that. See, everything's not slash and burn. All there is admiration and love, as you heard. Admiration and love. As I've always said, we argue on the air. Everybody here does it. We all have disagreements on the air. And then everything's fine during the break. There's never a problem. So, you know, I don't know. I think people think I've got a little, especially after this morning when I ran it for an hour, people think I've got a little evilness in me, a little anger, a little sort of thing. But you know what? The truth is, off the air, everything's just fine. And it's just, I don't know. She's just one of the best. So I'm glad she's sticking around and everything will be hunky-dory. All right, remember I'm at the studio this morning, so if you'd like to call in, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, sometimes when people depart, it's not so pleasant, and I don't know why that is. I get, maybe it's because she's not departing. Maybe it's just because it's a little change. Is what that's all about. But sometimes when there's change, people handle it in a very undignified way. And Carrington, I think, continues to show that she's very dignified. So I don't know what goes on with other people. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm running a little late, so I don't know what pertinent information you put out today.
You know, today I complained about the tornado sirens because I don't understand why they scare people like they do when there's nothing going on. I went back to the Schertzer Park issue because yesterday I found a map of downtown Marion put out by downtown Marion, and they don't even have Founders Park listed, so I think that's odd if they're going to complain that one of the reasons they changed it back is because everybody knows Founders Park. And then not hearing anything from Ray Grogan in regard to Miranda after the 30 days. So I think that pretty much brings it up to where we are. And Carrington's little announcement.
Oh, Carrington's sticking around?
Carrington's sticking around. Yeah, I think people got the impression that she was leaving.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
I kind of did, you know. Anyway, Scott, I was at the store day before yesterday, and I dropped off a little pamphlet for you. And they put it there where you buy lottery tickets or what customer service desk. It's it's just got a lot of information in, lots of information. I found out why we have Easter eggs and so on and so forth. But it's information for every month of the year, gives you all kinds of pertinent, and it's a pretty quick, easy read.
Oh, you know what? I was going to that next. I have it right in front of me.
Okay, well, I had it, and I kept putting off going to the grocery store, because that's just about the most depressing thing. And Anyway, when I got that, I thought, this seems like a good thing for Scott, being the teacher that he is, have on hand to share with us, because I never knew why we had Easter eggs. And there's just, as said that it was in there, that it's because no one ate eggs during Lent. But the chickens kept producing. And so, because of that, they had an oversupply of eggs that was beyond their prime, and so then they decorated, or they would change the colors of them, and kids used them for games.
Well, you know, and that's the great thing. I was looking through this book yesterday, because yesterday's when they gave it to me. I love that kind of information, you know, about April Fool's Day and how things came up at Christmas and Thanksgiving. I think we really don't know the stories behind these, much like Easter eggs. And this is a fascinating book. And I wonder obviously put out by the Farmer's Almanac, but I wonder where people would get this.
I don't know, because I got a packet that they'll send to you if you want a donation. What is it? I can't remember on the front of it.
I think Boys Town.
Boys Town, yeah. And, of course, they want a donation. And that was one of the things that was in the packet. So I don't know where you would. I'd never seen one before. But I thought, now that's quite the little bit of information.
It is, and it's an easy read. Every month just has two pages, and it just kind of fills in the blocks very easily, and I like it quite a bit.
Well, I thought about you when I got done reading it, and I was at my brother's, and he had one, so I was saying, he says, well, take mine that's laying right there. So I did, and I thought, well, I'll share it with Scott. Yep. So when you give out this information, it will definitely be factual.
Well, thank goodness, because with the other stuff, it's iffy sometimes.
Well, no, and I do enjoy your program a lot, and I really get upset when I don't get the radio turned on, and I've heard the stuff you talked before, I got around to turning the radio on. But anyway, you're very interesting, and, you know, with the tornado thing, if they don't do it, they're going to get the devil because they do. If they do it, they're going to get because they... Because look, what it was all over the radio, or all over the TV.
Well, and so. I think that's the catch-22 with it right now is exactly that. Is that I understand if they don't do it and something bad happened, people would complain.
Yep.
But I just wonder what is the criteria for sending out a warning, because they did panic people so heavily yesterday, since everything's on a cell phone now and all these buzzers go off. And I don't think kids realize that we haven't had a tornado in Marion for over a century that did any damage because of our low pressure. So I just wonder what the criteria is for warning people.
I believe it's because of the mess at Indian Lake.
I think it is. I think it amped people up a little bit.
Yeah, and so the neighbor lady, she called. She says, are you okay? And I said, yeah. And she says, well, Mom and I, we got in the hall. Her mom's 90. And she said that I wondered about you. She said, what'd you do? And I said, well, I just got a new magazine. So I laid on the couch and looked at the magazine. I figured if tornado came, maybe the couch would flip over and protect me. I don't know.
Well, and I'll tell you, if whether people agree or disagree with the whole Schertzer Park thing, it was just fascinating yesterday to listen to that audio from the park board meeting, in which they said the reason they changed it back was because downtown complained, and they have branded Founders Park. And then I get this map yesterday from downtown Marion, and they don't even have Founders Park labeled on it.
Well, the whole downtown Marion got a hold of you. Or just one person.
I guess it was... See, that I can't figure out either. Now, we know now that Bill Collins changed it back, but he was really... Bodine, who speaks on that tape, was really kind of ambiguous. He did mention one name, and he said, we've been alerted by downtown Marion that they've really put a lot into branding Founders Park, and they don't want the name changed, but yet it's not even on the maps that downtown Marion puts out.
Well, I think Scott should get recognition because, I mean, he was the mayor, and it's sad, but you just think of all that's taken place since. or even just prior to. And I don't understand all that, but you used to have respect for the people that did want to be on council and so forth, but they went really, people paid more attention, so you were more educated. But I'm not real sure if just staying away, kind of like the mayor's doing from you, you know, when they do that, they could clear up a lot of air if they just do like Scott did, come on, talk to you. So, I don't know. I guess that's the way it goes. But I did want to call and tell you that I did, and you had left just before I got up to check out because I had to leave him $155 that day because I hadn't been to the grocery store for 6 months. I mean, really, at the grocery store for 6 months. So I was a little laid up there for a while. But my God, the price of stuff. And you don't want to hear it because you hear it every day. But oh my goodness sakes, what we used to buy is just a little treat. Should I get that today or not? So anyway, so much for that. But I really did enjoy that little booklet, and I knew you would too.
I do. Thank you so much for that, and thanks for being out there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open 35 minutes past the hour, and I do have, I do appreciate that. This is a nice book, and it's a full remember the old size that magazines used to be, the real full magazines? I really like this. It's the Old Farmer's 2024 Almanac, if I can get that out. Robert B. Thomas, founded in 1792, Compliments of Boys Town, Saving Children and Healing Families. And we thank our listener Gene out there for that, because it goes through each month and provides a lot of interesting stories. Like for April here, let's see what's in here for April. And again, phone lines are open if you want to talk about the tornadoes or the downtown park situation. You know, I haven't talked about this for a while, but since it's rant morning, why don't we just get right back to this? That I do not understand why Bill Collins does not come on, Mayor Collins. I don't understand it. He could clear up a lot, as the last caller said. I have no ill will toward this man. I've never had a bad word with him, to be honest with you. I've known him when he was chief of police. I've known him when he was deputy sheriff. We have done interviews. We did interviews when he was running for office. He was on here on election night after we found out that he had won. At one point, he said he was going to continue to do interviews, and I think that's the last time we heard from him. So I really don't know what happened there. I hope one day he changes his mind, because as the caller said, I think he could clear up a lot of this if he just came on and talked about it. So there you go. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind. Now here's a little ditty out of this book. April Fool's Day versus April Fool's Day. Here we go. Don't get fooled. The correct way to write this day is April Fool's Day with the asterisk after the S. It's been April Fool's Day since the 1800s. Why? If you know your apostrophes, then, I guess it's an apostrophe, not an asterisk. What did I say, asterisk? It's one of those mornings. Then you know that putting the apostrophe after the S means it's a plural. There isn't just one fool on this day. There are many pranksters running around. Well, see, maybe I'm a fool. Did I say asterisk? What did I say? I don't even remember what I say half the time. It's a morning. Okay, how did April Fool's Day all start? We're past April Fool's Day, but why not go back and learn a little bit? The origin of April Fool's Day is unknown, but theories place its start hundreds of years ago. Some theorize that the idea of April Fool's Day dates back to ancient Rome and a festival called Hilaria held at the end of the month when people would dress up in disguises and mock or imitate others. Many folklorists believe it may go back to the 16th century France and Charles the 9th when he decreed that the new year would begin on January 1st. Back in those times, New Year's Day was around Easter, and spring festivities marked the occasion with a whole week of partying. Some folks were slow to catch on to the change, continuing to celebrate the new year. They quickly became the victim of jokes and pranks, including having paper fish put on their backs and labeled a poison devil, whatever it is, meaning April fish. In Scotland, people would send others on phony errands called hunting the gawk, as well as pin fake tails or kick me signs on the unsuspecting. Do they still do that, kick me signs? Some believe that the term All Fools was probably meant as a deliberate stab at All Saints November 1st and All Souls November 2nd day. So that's how we got April Fool's Day. Now, isn't that interesting? Do we ever really think about these sort of things? I also have an email here from one of our listeners out there, Linda. Let's go to this. You need to get Ben Gelber back on. He can answer the questions you are asking. You watch him when there's a weather issue. Love you dearly, Scott, but I go with the better safe than sorry. One of my weather stories goes back several years ago, before cell phones were so sophisticated. I was at Menards and a storm was coming. They directed all people to their stock room with no windows. When storm was over and I went to my car, I was hit with hail so bad that my insurance wanted in total, but it wasn't wanted to total, excuse me, wanted to total, but it wasn't ready to go out, and this our person here wasn't ready to go out in car shop, so they bought it back from them. Drove it for several years with hail dents. Then there were also several trees down on the boulevard, also with the storm. So this person takes storm warnings very seriously. Now, I understand that. I really do understand the better safe than sorry idea. I just don't... We seem to panic people, and I am never for inciting panic, I guess is what I'm saying. It just seems like we have panic. Now, I don't know why we have panic, but it just seems like we do. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944 with about 19 minutes left to go here. We would love to hear from you. I always enjoy the emails and the messages and the calls. It's all very important to have people participate in the program. It's all nice. And again, just to clear up anything, as our last caller was confused, they thought Carrington might be leaving. She is not leaving. It's just a little change for the next 6 weeks. And I think she will be calling in. She will be doing her own show. There is nothing but love and togetherness. I think what happened with her was she had her career goals set in a certain way before she ever came here. And I think once she came here, she really enjoyed doing this. And so now I think she's at a crossroads in which she wants to do both and see how it's going to go, and we'll see what happens. But she's a great broadcaster, as you all have seen, and watched her mature over the last 9 months. And we've had just a ball being together. And like I say, I don't know why some exits or changes are negative. I don't know why with some people it's not pleasant and they take it as being not pleasant. I don't understand that. But I do understand that with other people, there's nothing, as she said in her little audio clip there, but love and admiration, and there you are. So that's what it is. And Carrington and I have spent a lot of time together off the air, so what can you do? It's just a good, good time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when there's no mass shootings or deaths or something like that for the media to talk about, they got to depend on the weather to make their money.
I know, and you know what? I understand what Linda said in her email, and I understand what other callers are saying, that if they didn't do that, they would be knocked if something bad did happen. But you know, these cell phones buzzing and everybody looking at their phone for Doppler radar and checking these storm cells.
Well, I'm with you on that. I mean, you know, it gets tiresome. And just like the City sirens, you know. They went off, and I heard them say that there's a thunderstorm warning, but when you do it so often, it, you know, it's like the old saying, you'll cry wolf.
Yeah, and I think it does. I think now if something bad ever does happen, there's a lot of people who won't take it very seriously.
Because, right.
And just this year alone, I've complained about this. They said we were going to have this awful ice and snowstorm. Nothing happened. Maybe an inch of snow. Then the eclipse. We had to hear about that for a year, how we weren't going to be able to drive anywhere, how we weren't going to be able to get food, how you weren't going to be able to get to the drugstore that day. Nothing happened. Yesterday.
Well, wasn't it Ben Gilbert that was telling Charlie that he thought of blizzard or bad storm was going to come to us, but the other media wasn't reporting that, you know, didn't agree with that, and, you know, Charlie, you know, brought that up on his show, you know.
I think there was something like that, if I remember right, there was some story.
The media got it totally wrong, you know, they act like, you know, you could go play basketball, you know, outside or something tomorrow. You know.
But I'll tell you, I can't believe in this day and age that would ever happen. If the media even got the hint that one person was saying something bad was going to happen, I think they'd be running sirens and break-ins every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
If they needed that, you know, bad, you know, media attention.
Well, what do you make of the whole Scherzer Park deal where they said, well, it's because... everybody knows it as Founders Park, yet we got a map from downtown Marion, and they don't even list Founders Park on their own map.
Well, I think it's pretty good when you don't have no money that you can spend $5,000. You know, they had to pay the workers to do it. They had to pay for the signs to be done, you know, the cost of fuel in the trucks. You know, it probably easily cost $5,000, so... You know, we're already in a hole. Let's just go dig it a little deeper.
It's very, very strange to me in a lot of ways. And do you have any idea why we haven't heard from Ray Grogan in regard to the auditor?
No.
That's interesting.
You know, it's interesting, though, how the prosecutor, as you know, he'll decide whether he wants to try the case or not.
That's,
you know, sometimes that's... Especially if you've lived, you know, around some shady, dishonest people, you know, all crimes should be prosecuted, not just the ones he thinks. And then, you know, they make deals, you know, you get a DUI and they break it down to a reckless operation or something like that, you know, so you keep your license, you know. That just seems strange to me, odd.
It's a little different. And did you hear the announcement this morning that hopefully we straightened out from Friday night that Carrington is staying around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people got the impression after last Friday night, because we let her close the show, that she was going away, but that's not what's happening at all.
Well, really, I didn't look for her or Matt, especially her being a 22-year-old girl. And you got that Friday night show, and, you know, she has taken several days off for things that's, you know, compared to Matt, you know, things that's been going on in her life. But I didn't figure she'd be with you this long.
Oh, I think she'll be with us forever, to be honest with you. I don't think people realize to the degree that Carrington and I have become... you know, friendly with each other. I mean, we really are friends outside of work, and that she's went on these trips, I mean, to Philadelphia for 4 days. She did the Mary Ellen trick with us. She was at all of the Christmas tree lighting stuff. Like she says in that video, we had spent 7 hours together that particular day that she taped that, putting together her show and just hanging out. I mean, she's really more of a... I don't know. It's not just radio station, I guess, is what I should say.
Right. Well, she can find, you know, if she gets a career going in something else, she can always you know, do like Abby teaches, and then she comes in there and does your show sometimes.
Well, right, and I don't think Carrington has a drive to do this. I will just say that. I've talked to her in private many times, and there have been many nights where we have stayed after the program is over and had conversations because she doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to be left out. And I think she just got the bug where a lot of other people didn't necessarily. And I don't know that anybody's been as good as her. She's very, very good.
Yeah, she's very intelligent and vocal. Now, Matt, one thing, and he's getting better about this, though, he kind of has a stuttering problem.
Well, I think a lot, you know, without...
And he's had a lot of dead air time, you know, where he can't... He can't think about what he wants to say, and it turns into, you know, like 30 seconds go by.
Well, I think, honestly, it's interesting, because Matt, I think we all have to remember, is just 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I think that he's learning, and he does have the ambition to want to learn, and he's also went on all these trips. But there have been people on the station in the past, and I can think of two in particular, and I'm not going to say their names, but they were not from radio. They never had really any ambition to get better. And I think if you ask them now, they're not in radio, so they would probably say it didn't matter to them, which is the exact wrong attitude to have. And you can just see the difference in those two people and Matt and Carrington. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but you get Matt talking about, you know, something that he's really dead set on, and that little stuttering goes away pretty quick.
Well, and I think that's it. I think that's it. I think with him...
He gets more confidence, you know. He's so much better now than what he was when he first came on.
Well, yeah, and I think, honestly, if you went back and listened to Carrington in the beginning, she got progressively better as well. By the end, she was doing interviews, she was arguing with me about anything, she was arguing with Matt, she was giving speeches at schools. So I think it's a whole different type of thing when you've been here a few months, and that really did just become a family on Friday nights. Not that the people who were a part of the Friday night show in the past were bad. It's just I don't think they had the gumption, and I don't think there was the relationship that those two had with me, with the people in the past. And I think that made it completely different.
Well, the one person in the past, I mean, he was getting little extra benefits from that.
Well, I don't... Now, see...
That kind of,
now, wait a second. Now, wait a second. Now, people think that. I think, and I'm not even sure where that started, but I, you know, it's news to me if that was going on.
Angie.
I know who you're talking about. But no, it's news to me. I honestly always considered that just a friendship.
Oh, no, you can't tell me you guys never did it.
No, I don't do anything. I could say anything.
You know, you ain't telling the truth either way, are you?
No, that's the truth. She was just a friend. I mean, I knew her for, as long as I knew Charlie, 20 years. So it was just one of those things where he sadly died that particular summer, and I ended up becoming friendlier with her because she was going through some things that summer, not of least of which was the death of her father, and we just became... I think she didn't have much to do, and I didn't have, you know, we just hung out. I didn't have a wife, she didn't have a husband, and we just had a lot of good times together. I think people thought something more was going on there, but it was really just hanging out a lot. And COVID was going on, the pandemic was going on, there was just not much to do.
Well, you couldn't, you know, even kiss them, but you had to have those masks on.
Well, there was no kissing, so I can tell you that
Adam will tell you about those masks, how, you know, bad they are.
You know, to my knowledge, you know, I'm not going to say that every Friday night show, I don't know what goes on with these people, but honestly, that ain't it with her, and you know, God bless her, she was one of those people who I think was just here because I think it was just filling a gap. Because
gave her something to do.
Gave her something to do. I think, you know, Bailey had left. That had, you know, closed out. And it just was timing. It was the pandemic. A lot of people weren't going out. But I certainly think the show got much better when Carrington and Matt came along. But that's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It did get much better.
Yeah.
I miss Glenn, too.
Oh, Glenn, sure. And I'm...
You get the kids involved, you know, talking about politics some too, and that's good.
Yeah, and I...
To hear their perspective, you know.
And I think with the previous two girls, they did not talk about any of that because I don't think they knew anything about politics. Then that's nothing wrong with that. I just don't think they knew anything. But they were perfectly nice girls. I don't have anything negative to say about either one of them. They're fine. It's just I think that... the situation got better, and I think that's why Carrington's not leaving, in which the last two left, or were told not to come back. I don't, draw your own conclusion.
Do they get a salary for, or, you know, pay for the station, or is it, you got a non-profit?
You know what? Honestly, I don't, and people won't believe this, I don't handle any of that. Honestly, I have nothing to do with the finances around here, except,
Well, you know, the money ain't so good that they, you know...
Well, you also have to understand, though, they were only working 3 hours a week. I mean, think if you went to your regular job 3 hours a week, how much would you get paid even if you were getting paid?
Well, true, but...
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's mostly just a time thing, but honestly... anybody's financials, I don't know. I don't discuss my financials, and I don't ask other people about theirs. But I would guess, I mean, even the most part-time of part-time jobs, even if it was that, 3 hours a week isn't a whole lot. And also, I would say, when I started out in radio, I did 10 weeks full-time, unpaid. So, you know, if it's unpaid, that wouldn't shock me either.
10 weeks full-time, unpaid.
It was an internship when I started in radio because I had no experience. It was a 10...
You proved to them, and then if you proved to them, then you got hired.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And I think that with these two, that was probably... is probably part of the situation. And also, are you bringing sponsorship in? There's a lot that goes into that.
Oh, yeah, especially the big shots are...
Right, right. But just
you do pretty good for a little place in Marion, sometimes getting some of the guests you get on there.
Oh, done very, very well. I mean, my goodness, the thing to Philadelphia, I don't think any national media had that. So, you know, there you go.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, 740-383-9944. And I would just like to point out, I did not bring up anything there. That was nothing that I brought up. But all I'll say is Carrington definitely is sticking around. So if there was any ambiguity in regard to that, she's definitely sticking around, not going anywhere. She's just going off to a little bit of training, which I think will be good on her behalf because that's something she had always wanted to try, to be a flight attendant. So good for her and off and running and... Again, she's not going anywhere at this particular... Boy, two people just walked in who I recognize here. My goodness. Linda and Glenn Coble are in the studio, so I guess next hour, Glenn will be on Linda's show. What? Is that right?
I'm on Fred Malone's show with...
Oh, well, there you go. There's a whole thing going... So Fred Malone will be here as well. Well, how about that? Well, what's the topic next hour, Linda?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. All right, so Glenn, they just pulled you along for the ride, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of our callers just mentioned you. They said they missed hearing from you.
Well,
they're going to hear from you next hour.
Yeah, next hour, and maybe in the future.
Well, yes, and I think that would be great. Well, you never know what could happen from time to time.
Yeah.
So good, we'll learn about history next hour, and you're not sure why you're here.
No, I'm just waiting for the check.
Fred just called up and said, show up, Glenn. Just show up. And Linda, it's your regular monthly visit with Fred.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good next hour. So stay tuned for that. 2 hours. 2 hours, Glenn Coble and Fred Malone. Two long time.
3 hours without any problem.
You could be on all day without any problem with those two. So two longtime standouts here at the station. And also, we have Adam, I think, who's on today from 12:15 to 1 p.m., so don't miss that, and I'll be back tomorrow morning. And again, whatever you want to think about the whole Scherzer Park situation, it's very interesting, I think, to say the least, that Scherzer Park was named Scherzer Park from Founders Park and then changed back from Scherzer Park to Founders Park in January. And we learned that that change was called for by Bill Collins, the current mayor. And we heard in meetings that I requested from the park board that the reason it was changed back to Founders Park was because the downtown Marion people had complained that Founders Park had become a name and they were having trouble branding it. And then I got a map yesterday put out by downtown Marion and Founders Park is not even labeled on it. So you draw your own conclusions to what happened there, but we get to the bottom of the story here at WGH Talk, and that is the bottom of that particular story. And stop sending off tornado sirens scaring people if you don't know there's a tornado coming for sure. I understand precautionary measures, but wouldn't it be nice?
They spotted one.
Well, I'll tell you what, one time something bad's going to happen and nobody's going to pay any attention because of all these false alarms. We got to be a little more, I think, judicious in what we do. We say there's going to be a horrible ice storm, nothing happens. We say the town's going to shut down for an eclipse, nothing happens. We say there's going to be a tornado, nothing happens. Remember what happened to the little boy who cried wolf. The little boy who cried wolf. I'll be back tomorrow. Linda Sims coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?